And we're broadcasting in the North Dakota Corn Studios. And speaking of corn, that's one of the, things flying through the combines these days. Although still maybe a little bit of soybean action going on. I heard maybe around 80% done there. But otherwise, starting to move on to the regular corn crop, which sounds like it's pretty good. We're going to head down to Richland County now, get an update from there for this, a familiar voice. We're going to bring in Jay Myers from AgriValley Solutions. But you're kind of, Jay, right by, what are you, south of Comstock? Is that about right, or is there another town closer?
We're south of Colfax.
Oh, Colfax. Okay. I knew it was a C. So you were out there in the combine today, and you got probably a lot of other things going on in the farm today. Are you all done with all the other crops? Is corn the last thing you got?
Yeah, corn is our last crop. We finished soybeans about a week ago.
Okay.
And we're now been rolling along pretty good.
Okay, so let's start with the good news, and that is your corn crop. You were telling me earlier that things are progressing pretty well. You had good yield, and considering the fact that you've been challenged by about 10 different things, including frost, is it surprising that your corn is doing so well, or were you right on pace for this year?
Well, I think, yeah, it looked good all summer and had decent heat units and weather and rain, and when that frost came, we know it singed the top leaves on the corn a little bit, but corn can handle colder temperatures, and I think our soybeans got hurt more from frost than anything. Took a few bushels off on the top end on soybeans.
Mm-hmm. What is the moisture like right now? Is the corn pretty dried up?
Right now I'm doing some 98-day corn, and it's right about...
You cut out.
Not too bad.
You cut out there. What did you say for a number?
Oh, we're right at about 20% moisture.
20%. Okay.
On a 98-day hybrid. So
okay.
Yeah,
that's reachable.
Pretty decent moisture.
Yeah. Are you ending up? Because you got lots of different things that you harvest. But are you taking the grain and storing it, or is it going to the elevator? Or I guess basically why I ask is storage is an issue for some folks this year.
Yeah, it has been an issue. We stored all of our soybeans this year. We store a pretty good percentage of them anyway because we grow some seed production for a couple different companies. But our corn pretty much has to go through the dryer most years. And so we've got enough storage for corn most years. But this year the yield's a little bit better. So... luckily we got some bins available so we can pretty much be able to store them.
Okay. Sounds like you have all hands on deck today too, working.
Yeah, we got guys moving bales, and we're moving some beet pulp to make a beet pulp silage pile for our cattle herd this winter, and we got guys hauling corn for me from the field, and a lot of stuff going on, getting going on this time of the year. We start strip dealing for next year's corn, so we're gearing up for that right now, too.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, well, the list goes on and on. Good to hear that the corn is done well. I want you to do just a little bit more because you kind of reinforce the message that we heard for your soybean crop, though. And I think you said the same thing, too. Once you get out there, you start to find more and more issues with it. You touched on it, but you kind of got nicked by a few different things that everybody else had issues with as well for your soybeans.
Yeah, I think the frost took some of the top end off, and then soybeans are kind of finicky every year if you get the right rain at the right time. And, we had variable yields from mid-60s to 30 bushels, so it was kind of all over the board. And the soybeans did look good all summer. We thought, we were going to get top end yields across the whole crop, but just like I said, the amount of rain at the right time makes a big difference on soybean yield.
Yeah. Did you have any of the white mold issues or the sudden death or any of the other things that were popping up?
Didn't see too much of that. We put fungicide on all of our soybeans this year, so I think that helped. But yeah, other years we have seen white mold issues on a wetter year like this.
Well, whatever you used, it must work really well because white mold was a problem. In fact, we had some white mold in places that we don't normally even have it because it was such a cool, wet year in a lot of areas.
Yeah, I have seen it on years where the white mold can cut your yield in half, you know, usually on your better parts of the field.
Right, right. Well, the other part of the reason why we wanted to get you on today, Jay, is the fact that you're another one of those guys that I know that has agriculture covered A to Z. You should change your name. Because you've got everything from the chemicals to the seeds to you have the Rain 360 machines that are really cool. I know we've talked about those probably a lot, but we haven't talked about your seed business or your chemical business recently. So a lot of folks getting geared up for 2026 with AgriValley?
Yeah, we've got special financing they can do. We run chemicals through Farmers Business Network, so if they're interested in getting some decent 0% on some of that, that's available. And right now, guys are buying a lot of their starter fertilizer and micronutrients that we get through the Conklin Company, and good discounts on a lot of that right now. There's usually 10% off this time of the year to get that stuff ordered early. And so, and then a lot of guys are out doing soil testing this time of the year for next year's crop, and we got a really good soil testing program that covers everything, complete soil test, micros, and the whole works. So that's what it takes these days to make sure you're getting top yield.
Well, that and the fact that you're not blowing money, right? So you know what you need.
Right, yeah. You don't want to spend extra money on the nutrients you don't need. So
exactly. So are you, when you talk about the soil testing, you got everything that they need, are you doing it, or are you selling them all the equipment they need to do it?
We do it for some people. Most of the time guys are doing it themselves and sending it in. And but yeah, we can help them get started if they're new to that, want to do it themselves.
Okay. I know you guys have a website. Is website the best? I can't remember if you have a Facebook page. I always just call you if I need you. But
our website is agrovalley.net.
Okay. So that is down there. People can definitely check that out. The other part of this, we want to end on the rain, the 360 irrigation machines that, I tell you what, those are really starting to take and make some traction because a few years, we've been talking about this for a few years, and there was a little bit of a beta, or there was, I think you had one of the few that were out there, and now they're starting to pop up on farms, and they're quite handy if we have a drought year in some areas, which we did, but they're good to have. The other part that I just wanted to mention, I had a friend of mine, now that it clicks into my head, and I have to maybe send you the interview. Maybe Darren told you about it, but he had I think it was record corn or something because he was pumping nitrogen through his 360. So good way to apply the chemicals.
Yeah, that's some of the benefits that you can do with that machine is put your fertility on or some of it later on in the season, especially nitrogen, and it can go right down at the base of the corn plant and be really efficient. So I think that's where we can pick up some top-end yield on some of these crops with types of systems like the 360 rain.
In fact, it was huge numbers now that I think about it, like well over 200 for corn. I know it was down in South Dakota, but now it's kind of, my memory is faulty sometimes, but it's coming back to me now. All right. So somebody wants rain, like one of these irrigation machines, which you have, is yours still down there or did you sell it? You still have it on your farm?
We have two on our farm right now.
Okay.
But yeah, we got a lot of guys that came to the field day this summer and shown interest and want one. We got a list of guys that want one, but they're waiting for commodity prices to turn around and get better, and then they'll be looking to purchase these, I hope.
Okay. Well, the machines are viable now, right? At one time, you just couldn't get them. You could see them, but you couldn't get them. Now you can get them, right? It's just a matter of ordering it?
Yeah. The first 2 years, we can only get so many the first year and double the next year, and then it was unlimited after that, but then the commodity prices went in the tank, and so...
Well, they can definitely help offset it. And based on what I was being told again with what this grower did for his corn crop, holy crap, even if he didn't need it for irrigation, just to being able to use it for the nitrogen was a big boost for them. You can find out that information as well on the website?
Yes, you can.
Okay.
There's lots of videos on, if you go on YouTube, there's lots of videos for 360 rain.
Okay. Definitely. Very cool. I know there was a water workshop done by Oaks, too, that some folks said that was one of the things that kind of stole the show down there, was that irrigation machine. All right, Jay, I'll let you get back after it. Take care. I hope you have a great, successful rest of the way harvest, and we'll catch up with you soon. Probably see you at one of the trade shows, I'm sure.
Yeah, sounds good.
All right. Thank you, sir. That is going to do it for today's edition of Farm Talk. Busy day tomorrow. And we're lining her up. Talking weather tomorrow for sure.